With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Lawyers seeking a temporary restraining order against an immigration detention center in the Florida Everglades, claiming that alligator Alcatraz detainees have been barred from meeting attorneys. They also say detainees are being held without any charges. But Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says it's just part of the state's aggressive push to support President Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration.
This was basically just an airport there, and within record time, they've built this, and now you've had hundreds of illegal aliens that have been flown out of there for deport. So that is underway. We hope that the cadence picks up.
A Democrat senator now beginning to send some signals. He may be planning a run for the White House in 2028. More on that story from Washington correspondent Bob Agnew.
Arizona Democrat Ruben Gallego has booked a trip to New Hampshire for late August to attend the Politics and Eggs event at St. Anselm College. The event was founded in 1995 to give New Hampshire and New England business leaders a chance to meet major party presidential candidates. He'll also campaign for New Hampshire Congressman Chris Pappas, who's running to replace the retiring Senator Gene Shaheen in 2026. Bob Agnew reporting.
Well, top trade officials from both China and the United States launching a new round of conversations aimed at easing tensions over tariffs. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and Chinese Vice Premier Xi Lafeng are meeting this week in Stockholm. Analysts say the 2 days of talks between the world's two biggest national economies could set the stage for a possible meeting later in the year between President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Oregon.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that the state cannot require a Christian woman to accept LGBT ideology in order to be allowed to adopt a child. In order to apply to the Oregon Adoption Agency, an individual must promise to help the potential adopted child live as the opposite sex if he or she wishes. A three-judge panel of the court found that the state was violating the woman's First Amendment right to freedom of religious expression. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Italy's constitutional court ruling the non-biological mother in a same-sex union is entitled to paternity leave, equating her role with that of the father and therefore entitled to bonding time with the newborn. The court found that a decree on parental leave is unconstitutional because it doesn't recognize non-biological mothers in, quote, lesbian civil unions. This is SRN News. Markets starting the week with a whisper.
Stocks coasted to a quiet finish on Wall Street Monday. The S&P 500 rose less than 0.1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.3% to its own record. Stocks were steady after the United States and European Union agreed on the framework for a trade deal. The upcoming week is full of potential flashpoints that could shake markets. They include big tech profits from Apple and Amazon. Also, the Federal Reserve will make its latest decision on interest rates. Damian Troisi, New York.
A cyber attack on Russian airline Aeroflot causing a major outage leading up to 100 flight cancellations and delays. Ukrainian hacker group Silent Crow and Belarusian group Belarus Cyber Partisans claiming responsibility for the attack. More details at srnnews.com.